It is a joy to serve God. I'd like to thank especially Brother Benedum and Brother Joseph for the wonderful funeral that we had for my uncle the other day. Amen. I have had compliments on that funeral from my relations that do not go to church anywhere at any time. Amen. Even to the point that they begin to ask me about water baptism. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a wonderful thing. My dad's brothers, amen, and we're talking 62, 64, we're talking right on up the line. And it's coming into their hearts that they want to be saved. Amen. And so we was able to plant a seed there that Thursday morning. They saw that there could be joy in serving God. Amen. They saw that Brother Howard, their brother, was a blessed man. When the pastor brought out how my uncle was in poverty because of financial situations in his life, but yet in Christ Jesus, he was a rich man. Amen. Amen. And they grasped that. My uncle said, you know, in my mind I could see Howard dancing before the Lord. Amen. He said, I would have if I had saw him do it in person. He said, but I can see this thing. And so I appreciate this church, this body of Christ, amen, for all that they've done for my family, amen. This Word of God is life. This Word of God is eternal, everlasting life. This truly is our roadmap to salvation. This is truly our hope, amen. This, amen, if we will study this Word of God and keep our mind on the Lord, amen, we will be safe in Jesus Christ. When we were young, and those that are young, there is that tendency to have physical strength in your own body and a mental type of strength that you believe, I'll do it on my own. If push comes to shove, I'll fight my way through. I'll push and I'll force my way through. But as you get older and wiser, amen, you begin to realize it's not by strength, it's not by might, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen, it's not the man that wills, nor the man that runs, but it's upon whom the Lord showeth mercy. Amen, it is the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the unmerited grace and favor of God that a man can be saved. And when we have come to the Lord, and when we have dedicated ourselves unto the Lord, and when God has let us join this wonderful house of faith and be part of this wonderful body of Christ, we should no longer be self-centered. We should no longer be pursuing, amen, that which profits ourselves. And today, I titled this message, Spiritually, the strong in Jesus, the strong in the faith, ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. That new brother, that new sister, that babe in Christ, that older saint that for whatever reason has not matured to that point of being rooted and grounded in the faith and sound in doctrine, we ought to bear the infirmities, the shortcomings, the lack that's in our weaker brother and our weaker sister. And in the Word of God, in the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 1, Apostle Paul begins to speak to the church of Rome. And in verse 1 he says, we then that are strong, strong in the gospel, strong in the faith, we ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. We ought to bear the weak infirmities of the spiritually weak in Christ, and we should hold them up. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Amen. Let each of us esteem our neighbor. For even Christ pleased not himself. Hear this. God manifested in the flesh, God robed in the form of sinful flesh, come to this earth, came as a man, and give his life to destroy sin in the flesh. It says here, even Jesus pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell upon me. Jesus Christ is saying, I bore your infirmities in the Gospels, amen. Jesus spoke, amen, that though he were, amen, the Lord, yet he became the servant of all. He said, Jesus spoke to his disciples and said, you call me Lord and you call me Master, and so I am. But if I then being your Lord and Master, he said, if I wash your feet, an act of humility, the Lord God from heaven would kneel down, amen, and take and gird himself with a towel, and he would begin to wash his own creation's feet. He said, then you ought to wash one another's feet. Jesus Christ set the example of humility. Jesus Christ set the example of meekness. Amen. This world, amen, teaches the ways of the devil. This world teaches the ways of pride. But yet the Word says that pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. God does not like stiff-neckedness. He does not like a rebellious spirit. He does not like a hard-hearted heart. Amen. But the Lord is looking for a meek and a lowly spirit. For the Word said, amen, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. And Jesus said, I'll give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn me. Amen. And you shall find rest for your soul. That inner man, that part of man that is eternal, that part of man that when God formed Adam out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, that part that will not pass away, that part that is going to be aware and conscious, amen, knowing who they are, knowing where they're at, amen. That part of man that's going to go on forever, amen, that's the part, the soul of man, amen, that Jesus said he would give you rest. And we're talking about a rest from all the trials and the tests and the problems of life that you would face on your own. Amen. Isaiah prophesied, and the Word of God says that Jesus, through Isaiah, said that he was wounded, Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. Amen. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. The punishment that God was going to put on us, the punishment that you and I deserve because of sin, that punishment instead was put upon Jesus Christ. So the chastisement, the punishment of our peace was put upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We are healed more than a physical healing, but a spiritual healing. Amen. And today, amen, we are whole and we are healed in him. And our soul has rest. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But so Jesus bore our reproaches. Verse 4 says, for whosoever or whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Paul is saying the Old Testament Scriptures that were written, amen, before time by the prophets of old as the Holy Ghost moved upon them, for all Scripture is given by divine intervention of God. All Scripture was written by men of God as the Holy Ghost moved upon them. We have to be rooted and grounded and understand that there are no mistakes in the Word of God. Amen. That the Word of God is not contradictory. But if we will study to show ourselves approved unto God, we can be that workman that needs not to be ashamed. But we can rightly divide the Word of God. Amen. That's why the Scriptures say that we got to study this Word. Amen. Jesus himself even told the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he said, you do study the Scriptures daily. He said, and you think that in them you have eternal life. And he said, I tell you, those scriptures are those scriptures which speak of me. Amen. And we today can be just as close to the Lord Jesus Christ as we desire by studying His Word. By setting, amen, Jesus as our example. Amen. And that we can be comforted and we can have hope. This world, earthly, natural people that have not come to Jesus Christ, they have no hope. The Bible says if we have hope only in this lifetime of what we have today, we're of all men most miserable. Because the Word of God tells me that we come into this world naked. Job said, naked came I from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. Amen. The Lord gives, and the Lord taketh away again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your faith, put your trust in Jesus Christ. Don't put your faith and trust in riches. Amen. That, amen, now, the God of our patience and our consolation grant to you to be like-minded one toward another according to Jesus Christ, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1, it says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. God wants us to be in one mind. He wants us to be in one accord. And today we're in this one place of worship. And here, praise God, the Bible says, be of one mind. We have the mind of Christ. Hear me. The Scripture says, amen, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for those that love Him. And many people take that Scripture and say, well, we can't begin to understand as Christians what God has in store for us. But that's not true, because the next verse says, amen, but we do know, amen, because it's been revealed unto us by His Spirit. Hallelujah. We do know. It's going to be joy unspeakable, and it's going to be full of glory. It's going to be a wonderful time in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Wherefore, receive you one another, as Christ also received us unto the glory of God. In Romans chapter 14, verse 1, Paul says, Him that is weak in the faith, receive you, but not unto doubtful disputations. We need to receive one another. Amen. Even as Jesus Christ has received us. And we want to see revival. We want to see the church grow. We want to see the body of Christ flourish. Amen. But folks, I've been around this thing for 32 years now. Amen. And I say to you, though you're very lovely to me, amen, and I see the glory of God in your faces, amen, and I can step into this house and feel welcomed, amen, and I can feel, amen, your love toward me, amen. We as apostolics, amen, because we desire one another's company, because we want to, amen, be associated and affiliated in friendship with one another, amen, we get set in our ways. Amen. We look on the outward appearance. Amen. The Word of God tells me that God is not a man that He should judge according to the outward appearance, but God looks upon the heart. Amen. And I know that God is holy. Amen. I believe in holiness, and I take great pleasure in looking upon our young men and our older men and our young women and our older ladies and see, amen, a godliness about them. Amen. Even as we spoke, amen, over Haley a few moments ago, I firmly believe, amen, that God desires holiness. I believe that God desires modesty. Amen. I believe that God takes great pleasure, amen, in our adornment. Praise God. And I also believe, amen, that what's on the inside in a man's heart will appear on the outside. Amen. I believe if there's holiness in your heart and in your soul, it's going to appear on the outward appearance on your apparel. Amen. But our God, when a man or a woman or a child comes into this church not knowing Jesus Christ, not knowing the ways of God, amen, they may appear to us, amen, as not what God would have. Do you find yourself looking, well, God will take that one, that's a good looking one. But God wouldn't want anything to do with this one. You might not say it out loud, but it's in your actions. I say to you, church, amen, that we have to flourish love over every sinner that comes in this house. We have got, amen, we've got to make them feel welcome. We've got to let them feel that they've stepped into, amen, the presence of God. And that they've stepped into, amen, a people that will love them, care for them, pray for them, and desire their good. And you cannot fool the sinner. I tell you, they will come, and if we don't make an effort to shake their hand, if we don't make an effort to, amen, to welcome them into this house, if we don't show a great love to them, if they don't see Christ in you, if they don't feel the love of God in you toward them, they'll be lost before they're ever saved. They'll be that seed that fell along the wayside. And Satan's right there ready with his vultures, amen, to devour that word and to kill that soul. And therefore we say, let us bear the infirmities, not only of our brother and sister in the Lord, but that person that hasn't yet come to God. Amen. In Romans chapter 14, verse 13 through 19, the Bible says, let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Judge not, lest you be judged. Condemn not, lest you be condemned. Hear me. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. The requirement to receive forgiveness of your sins, Jesus said, unless you forgive every man his sins against you from your very heart, then neither will God forgive you your sins. I say, oh my. When the joy of the Lord comes upon me, when I came unto repentance and when I felt the forgiveness of God upon me, amen, I want to forgive everybody. See, we want to search out the old way, the good path. We want to get back to our first love. Amen. We want to have that same desire to see a soul saved that we had when we first got saved. Amen. When I first got saved, I wanted to share this thing with everybody. Hallelujah. I even one time... Amen. Now this is terrible. Amen. My mind is not too good. God bless you. I'm trying to think the first name. You don't understand, Brother Howard, he retired from the telephone company, amen? And he, about 12 years ago now, something like that? Oh, amen. I've been going 40 years myself. But, Brother Howard, amen, I've worked with him, especially in those last couple years before he retired. I got into the same crew he was with, and I had the opportunity to work with him, amen? And I knew that he had a good heart. And I don't know if I knew you yet, Brother Goodenham, or not. Amen. But, you see, you never know. You've got to treat people with kindness and treat people with goodness. And you've got to be friendly to people. And you cannot be holier than thou. You can't go about thinking you're up here someplace and you just can't that doesn't work that way, folks. Amen. You've got to show yourself friendly. And it's good to see Brother Howard and his wife here today. I have to be real careful when I get myself into a situation where I got to remember that first name. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. I worked at the phone company for years, and I didn't know the first name of a few guys I worked with. It used to almost get to be a joke, you know what I mean? Because if I'd ever meet them out in the mall, and I had my wife with me, and I said, well, this is a... And I'd try to work my way around it. Amen. But you know what? Jesus Christ has not forgot your name. Amen. And the Word of God tells me that we have to forgive one another. That is the hardest thing for a human being to do. Don't think it's easy. You say, well, I forgive you. But then the next day, you remember. And you say, I forgive you. But we have to forgive. Can you imagine that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, after all the punishment, after all the cruelty He took on His way to the cross, that He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And if anyone says it was too hard, I can't forgive them. Remember Jesus. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Today, folks, I'm going to ask you at this time if you'd stand. I want you to understand, this morning, the pastor and I talked before time. He says, well, on Sunday mornings, we have the elders. Sometimes they teach and sometimes they preach. And you know, I like a good jumping, shouting type of service, praise God. But my jumping and shouting is more in my spirit now than in my flesh. Amen. I can't jump as high as I could jump. I can't run near as fast as I could run. But I have a consolation. I made up my mind that when I was able to do it, I was going to do it very then. Amen. That if the day ever came that I couldn't do it as good, amen, that I would have no regrets. So now a lot of my shouting. Amen. Hallelujah. See how good the Lord is. What you're feeling today here is love. What you feel here today is companionship. What you feel here today is fellowship. What you realize here today is you're more than what you appear to be. You're more than just flesh and bone. Amen? But you're spirit and soul. And you're part of a family of God. Amen? And we have great, great promises, folks. Amen? If you come back tonight, I'll tell you something about them. Amen. I appreciate you, Pastor. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.